From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. New York authorities Monday said they are seeking a 28-year-old man in a bombing in the city that injured 29 people. Police and the FBI released a photo of Ahmed Khan Rahami. He's a naturalized U.S. citizen of Afghan origin. They say he's wanted for questioning in the explosion Saturday night in the Chelsea neighborhood. New York's Mayor Bill de Blasio said in U.S. television interviews that the bombing is leaning more in the direction that it was a specific act of terror. A second bomb was recovered by police four blocks away from the original one and defused safely before being sent to the FBI in Virginia for forensic examination. Both bombs were pressure cookers filled with shrapnel and made with flip phones, among other items, according to the New York Times. A U.S. air raid has killed eight Afghan policemen in the country's south, according to officials Monday. It's the first apparent friendly fire incident since American forces were granted greater powers to strike at insurgents. The incident occurred on Sunday in the Tali area of Uruzgan province. That's where the Taliban recently attempted to overrun the city of Tarinkot in a major security breach. The NATO command center in Kabul confirmed U.S. warplanes had conducted an airstrike in the area. Saudi Arabia said Monday it had arrested 17 people from three cells linked to the Islamic State group, which planned to attack military and other facilities. The Interior Ministry said 16 men and one woman were in custody. They are mostly Saudis, but include one Yemeni, an Egyptian, and a Palestinian. They are the latest arrests connected with the Sunni extremist group in Saudi Arabia. This is VOA News.